The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into his nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Happy Easter. We continue to celebrate this one day of Easter. In the church, during Christmas, we have the Christmas octave, which octave being 8 days, Christmas Day, and then we have a Christmas octave of 8 days where we celebrate Christmas, the birth of Jesus, in one day, but it's 8 days. Easter, the same way. We have Easter Sunday, which was last Sunday, but we celebrate the octave of Easter leading up to today, Divine Mercy Sunday, right? And we live it as that living memory, and it can be kind of hard to kind of grasp, like, how can 8 days be one day? Well, the Psalms tell us that in God's mind and eyes, 1,000 years are like a day. 1,000 years are like a day. So a lot of times we can think of our life, and we can think of, like, where we are in our age. We're a little further on along in our life. We're just beginning our life or whatever. But in the eyes of God, to see ourselves as God sees us. And so we gather, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we gather as those first disciples of the Lord gathered. Every Sunday is like an Easter, and we're here and of one mind and one heart by virtue of our baptism, united as one in Christ. The amazing gift of the gift of new life in Christ and what that means for us to spend the rest of our life unpacking that. And to be inspired by that and excited about that. I want you to think, just kind of beginning this Mass here, think of in your life, and I know independent of our age, we've all had these moments, just a moment in your life where you have been a witness of something great. Think of a time when you've been a witness. It could be a sporting event. It could be a performance. It could be a heroic act of virtue that you saw in somebody in your lifetime, somebody's life being saved. I've witnessed that in oceans and in lakes, literally someone saving someone's life. And I was a witness to that thing. And how that person feels in the sense that, wow, this person got a cramp while swimming and this person came and saved them in that moment. Think of a moment in your life where you've been a witness to something great. Maybe the witness is something great as a parent or a grandparent. I know there was a young man who came up to me yesterday and he was like totally beside himself, so excited and couldn't contain it and wanted to tell everybody he could. He was gonna be, for the first time, a father. My wife and I were gonna have our first child. And it was like game changer. And he's just like, wow, right? I'm gonna be a daddy, right? And maybe some of you have experienced that. Or maybe you're a grandparent and you're like, I'm gonna be a grandparent. Or even we have some in our parish, I'm gonna be a great grandparent, right? Like my parents who are watching online, they're anticipating. My niece is awaiting her first child and they had like a baby shower yesterday. I was talking to my mom on the phone. My mom's like, oh, it's so great to watch. They're all excited about the baby shower because her great grandchild is gonna be born. And think of the excitement to be a witness to some of that and one to share that. What we see unpacked in the gospel today in this second Sunday of Easter is living that, is that, hey, that first Easter Sunday, some saw Jesus, others didn't. And we see Thomas, and we can pretty much put ourselves in the same boat, man. I don't know, where's Jesus in my life? Where's this Jesus? We come together and we pray. My parents drag me here. They're telling me about Jesus, but where is he? I'm a teenager. Where's Jesus in my life? And we can kind of be like, I don't know if I'm gonna believe this unless I can have this empirical data where I can touch him, where I can tangibly touch this Jesus. And Thomas was struggling because Thomas had experienced his world flipped upside down after spending 3 years walking with Jesus, going everywhere with him, and then he gets crucified and he was downcast. He was like, you know what? I'm not gonna believe it. Until I see him. And we see in the gospel today, Jesus steps, he walks second time through a locked door. He wasn't a ghost because we know with other resurrection accounts, he ate fish and he ate bread. And Jesus said, come here, Thomas, come here, Thomas. I wanna show you that I'm real. I'm real. Put your hand here. Thomas is like, no, I'm not gonna do that. It's kind of gross, Lord. Come here, put it right here. Give me that hand, put it right here, put it in my side. And then he goes on, he says, but Thomas, blessed are you because you see and you believe, but blessed are those who do not see and believe. When was the last time you came in here for Mass? Independent of where you are in your life. This may be your first time back at Mass or whatever, you're welcome. Good that you are here. When was the last time we stepped into the Father's house here and in our hearts, our heart said, I'm blessed. God looks at me and calls me blessed. And we too are called to be witnesses to these things, the resurrection. When was the last time you pulled out of the parking lot after Mass or pulled into the parking lot and said, you know what? I'm part of a community. I'm one mind and one heart with my parish community. And I'm a witness to these things because when we come in and the parking lot's full, everybody over there at Poppy's or whatever looking across, they're like, what's going on over there? That place is filling up. And hopefully when they see us leave with smiles and joy and the joy of the resurrection and the joy, one mind and one heart, the way in which we live in the week will say, why are you the way that you are? And in that way, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we truly become witnesses in these times. And we don't necessarily see, but with eyes in our heart of our faith, we know God is here. He knows you're here and you know he's here, right? I see your head nodding. You're like, my mom and dad are showing me that. Grandparents are showing me that. I believe he's here. He is here. Through the Holy Spirit, God reaches out and touches us through the sacraments, the Eucharist, confession, to go to confession. whom sins you forgive are forgiven them, whose sins you retain are retained. The joy of being able to hear those words, I absolve you, you're forgiven, to hear it, to feel that peace, to know that God the Father desires to forgive me. This is the time of mercy. As we walk this earth, now's the time for mercy, to come to God with all our heart, with no fear, to be of one mind and one heart. You know, I got a couple texts last Sunday, Easter. It was pretty awesome to see. There were families off on vacation in different locations. And there was one family that were there in Dominican Republic. A bunch of families were there. They were there. And they took a picture of about 50 of them watching this mass live stream at their hotel. Just to be connected to their parish here. And then after that, going off to mass locally, probably in another language. But trying to even though remotely, to be away, to be connected of one mind and one heart, that's beautiful. We are witnesses of these things. You are witnesses of the Lord's resurrection. The Holy Spirit put on my heart to share this one example with you. This morning, I'm just walking over past the playground, the little playground there. And I was talking to a dad. And his little boy was out there playing around, pushing the truck, going do-do-do-do-do-do, going and playing in the sandbox, right? I got your mind. You're thinking about the sandbox now. I got you. You're like, sandbox, slide, ready to go, right? Got a smile, right? Sandbox, slide. Yeah, that's my world. But it was so awesome to see the dad, like, leaning on the fence and just watching his son with joy. And the son so focused, he's like, moving the sand here, putting in the truck there, doing all their stuff and that. And you know what, my brothers? That's life. That's life. I'm not the Savior. Jesus Christ is. And sometimes even as a priest, I'm like, oh, wow, look at the great stuff. And Jesus is like, boy, Richard, I'm happy you're doing your thing as everybody else is doing your thing, but I'm working. I'm doing my work. And that's why we give glory to God. We may be building things, we may be doing great things, but God rejoices when we can bring his goodness and his love and his mercy and his peace and his joy into his world. We have a good, good Father, a Father of mercies who looks out at us and loves us. We are his adopted sons and daughters by virtue of our baptism. We are princes and princesses, because Jesus Christ is a king and his kingdom will reign forever. And we're his brothers and sisters by virtue of our baptism. We're part of a kingdom that will reign forever. We're royalty. We're a priestly nation. Yes, this is like a spiritual pep rally. It should be. Should be. The hope is the Holy Spirit shakes us up, myself included. Shakes us up so we go out there. So that we don't sit locked up in the upper rooms of our heart. Jesus will walk through the door of our heart. He'll come right on in, and he wants to come into you and me today and say, I know where you are. I know where you've been. I know your failures. I know your weakness and your brokenness, and I know your fears, and I know your worries, and I know your anxiety. But I am the Prince of Peace, and I come to bring my peace to you. That's what he said 3 times in the gospel. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Amen.